Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, the Wednesday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time, we read a very familiar passage from Romans chapter 8. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. Notice that. The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. It's not that we have to get ourselves all ready for God. We do. We try. We work at it. But the important thing is that we bring both our strengths and our weaknesses to God. Everything. As long as you acknowledge it, it's not an obstacle. We're just afraid to acknowledge it. Oh, I'm not this or I'm not that. But if we acknowledge that that's our weak spot or spots, God will hear us. He will answer us. So he comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is praying in you and through you to the Father. He's blessing you. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So even if you've been trying to do good, and everything seems to fail or get muddled, or it doesn't seem to work right, sure, there are some things you can learn from other people and ask other people. But first of all, go to God and say, Lord, I think I'm doing what you want me to do, but I don't think I'm doing it that well. Can you help me? Sometimes that's all that is needed, is that you turn everything over to him and listen to him. Ask him. Listen to him. I don't mean you hear this audible voice. I'm not saying that. But when I say listen to him, he will reveal himself. It may be through a magazine you pick up, actually. It might be through the Gospels. It might be through the words of a friend. It can come in multitudinous ways. Just listen. Keep in mind that God will help you. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Think about that. That's what God wants to do for you. And it doesn't mean that you have to have a perfect record. It means two things: that you love God and you seek to grow in love of God, and that you repent when you fail. Sometimes those are very hard things for people to say, words out of their mouth. They think it's like giving in to shame. Well, we certainly don't want to commit sins. Of course not, but sometimes we do. And when we do, we say, first of all, Lord, I'm sorry. We go to confession and say, I've done this and I'm sorry. And God, through the priest, God, through good friends, will lead you. They'll help you. God gives us all kinds of people around us to be of help to us, or he will. Ask God for that. Lord, let there be one person that I can confide in. Let there be one person that I can trust. Help me, and then watch what God does. Might be 6 months, but watch what God does. My hope, O Lord, is in your mercy. And that's what we need to focus on. It is the mercy of God, the beauty of God. And that comes from Psalm 13. I really encourage you to read, especially that part of the psalm, but the whole psalm. The psalms are beautiful, and they speak of much of the desires of our own heart and the pain of our own hearts. And praying those psalms can be an encouragement to us, but it's also, and most importantly, it's God's word. And therefore, that word has life. That word has life in which he can change us, which he can show us the direction that he wants us to go. It comes little by little, but it will come. And the gospel for today, the gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And Jesus answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough." Now, what does that mean? To be strong means that I acknowledge my sin, that I repent for it. And strong means I'm going to depend on you, Lord. Will you help me to change my life if that's needed? Or would you help me to change this pattern or this way of thinking? Help me, show me how to do that. Then read the scripture every day. If you can read it for 15 minutes to a half hour, that's really good. But at least 15 minutes. Sometimes you can get it on something on an iPhone. Sometimes you can get it on the computer. But just pick up the Bible, and I pray that every home has a Bible. Get a Bible and start by reading some of the Psalms. Then read through the other parts of Scripture and see where you most need to hear the truth, because that's where it is, and He will help you. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. We're not faithful enough. We're not pursuing Him enough. Oh, I didn't hear anything. Try that for a month, and then you might say that to me, and I can talk about that to you. God knows the perfect time. He will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." Then He will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. We don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. You don't want to be that. I want as many of you around me as possible, which is probably an infinite number. I would love to have you with us. I'm not presuming, but I am praying every day. I am reading the scripture every day. I'm praying the rosary every day, just asking God, change my heart. Help me to be more and more conformed to your will, your way. And that's the important thing. Yeah, I want your will. I just want it my way. Oftentimes people will say that. And, you know, you do laugh, but then seriously, that's not the way to do it if you want to follow Him. Lord, help me to want your will, and then help me to do your will. God will not be, He will not be distant. He will hear that cry. Depart from me, He says, I do not know where you are from. Oh, you evildoers, and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't want anyone who's listening to Food for the Journey to be cast out wherever you are in the world. I want you to know Him and to love Him and to begin to make it more and more the priority of your life. That doesn't mean you have to dig a hole or crawl into one room and not move. I'm not talking about that. Do your work. Do what you're responsible for. Care for your husbands, your wives, your children. Absolutely, that's one of the biggest things you can do. But somewhere in there, and sometimes those are very busy times, just say to the Lord, "Lord, I love you." I hope in 20 years I could actually pray. Just take a couple of minutes. I know one woman, I always loved it. She said, "I went to the bathroom," as I'm telling you this, she'd say, "I went to the bathroom four times today. And when I went to the bathroom, that's when somebody who else was in the house would know that they had to watch the baby. Because I went and I'd get about 5 minutes in there and they were a heavenly 5 minutes." And then, but it's true. You do need a break. Everybody needs a break. And maybe it's 5 minutes in the bathroom, but if you offer that to the Lord, even there, if you offer that time to the Lord, and it's sincere, He loves you. He hears you. It may be silent for a while. Don't give up. Just keep asking Him and waiting upon Him. It says, He will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers." We don't want the Lord to say that to us. But if we haven't turned to the Lord at all in this life, what do we expect? and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. So what we want to do is be able to strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. I'm emphasizing that because I want to make sure you hear that. And it says there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. You don't want that. You don't have to build a new world. You don't have to create a country. You don't have to do anything like that. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. I want to share with you something that Pope Benedict wrote in relation about how to enter the narrow gate, as I said to you, is so important. Let me read this to you. Please, please listen to this. The first thing should be that God is present in our life. The sums of human life don't work out if God is left out. All that remains then is nothing but contradiction. So we must not just believe in some theoretical way that God exists. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what they tell us, God exists. We must consider him to be the most important and real thing in our life. Think of that. Even though you can't see him and you can't hear him most of the time, he's there. He's there with you. He loves you. As Scripture says, he must penetrate every layer of our life and fill it completely. Our heart must know about him and let itself be moved by him. Our soul, the power of our will and decision, our intelligence, we must be everywhere in our fundamental attitude toward him. Our fundamental relationship to him must be called love. Now, Pope Benedict says, often this can be very difficult. Often ascent to God seems almost impossible. But those who abandon themselves to this rebellion, those who give up, who turn away, poison their lives. That's what Pope Benedict says. The poison of negation, of anger against God and against the world, eats them away from within. But God wants from us, as it were, a down payment of trust. He says to us, I know you don't understand me yet, but trust me. Believe me when I tell you I am good and dare to live on the basis of this trust. Do you live on the basis of the trust that I am loved by God? Do you really think that way? Start making it perhaps just a short prayer every day. I want to live today in the presence and the love of God in everything I do and say and think. Your life will change, I guarantee you. Then you will discover that behind your suffering, behind the difficulties of your life, a love is hiding. That's what Pope Benedict said. A love is hiding. Then you will know that precisely in this way, I have done something good for you. There are many examples of saints and great people who have dared to have this trust and who have thus found true happiness for themselves and for many others, precisely in the greatest darkness. Where are you today? Perhaps you are in very difficult circumstances. Just say, Lord, I want to love you. Help me to love you and help me through this. He will. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.